Joining us live over the phone now this morning is Patrick Smith from Wyoming-Football.com and Wyomingbasketball.com as well. Patrick, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Patrick, we're excited to have you on the show, and we're excited to talk about. Now, you've had this book that's been out, A Century of Fridays, but it's been updated. Is that the best way to describe it?
I would say, yeah. New, updated, and it's got a whole bunch of things that 10 years ago I didn't have. So
it's already been 10 years.
The first version of the book came out in 2011, and this one's much, much more updated, and got a heck of a lot more stuff going on in it. So.
Well, I didn't realize it had been 10 years. But folks that are listening that may not understand, this is a book that is a must-have if you have any interest or inkling at all in the history of Wyoming high school football and the history of it and each program. And as someone who has delved into the history of one program, I am in awe that you have put this thing together that's got them all in there. I just don't know how you've done it.
Well, it's been a lot of time sitting in libraries, a lot of time sitting online, and it's been a labor of love, but I've really enjoyed it because it's something that's always been in the back of my brain. You know, what if somebody were to put together the history of high school football in an entire state? And that's always been a thing that I've wanted to do since I was 18. And this book has, you know, 25,000 plus games and 100 programs and, thousands of seasons, coaches, players. I mean, it's as close to my vision as I've ever been able to get. And that's pretty cool.
My question, Patrick, is how did you do this? I mean, the resources that are in this thing are just incredible. I can't imagine. How many people did you talk to? What kind of accounts did you get? How in the world were you able to even put this together?
Well, most of the work was actually done in two chunks. One chunk was in 2004, and then the next chunk was in 2009 through 2011. And the bulk of this was done sitting in the basement of co-library at the University of Wyoming. And what I did was I loaded old microfilm on those microfilm machines and just looked at old newspapers. And that was probably 95-96% of what this book is the fruits of that research.
Well,
and then since then, I've been talking to a lot of people, and I mean, I list them, I think, on my acknowledgements page, all the people who helped, and there's probably 40, 50 people, including you know, Dahl Erickson right there on that list. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who have helped out with games and coach names and things that I haven't been able to find over the years. And it's kind of like, the Dutch boy and the dike, you know, you're putting your finger into wherever you're seeing a leak, you're trying to plug it. And I've had a lot of people help me with that. And I don't think this book could be what it was or what it is without their help.
Well, I kind of chuckle because you talk about this because that's how I looked up a lot of things, at least for the Star Valley program, was, yeah, you go back and you start delving into the old newspapers and using that machine. And before long, you are the most proficient user of that machine probably in the entire region. As I said, I've done this for one program. For you to have had the patience and work to put this together, to me, when you say, okay, here's this book, and this is what it costs, this thing is a no-brainer. Go and buy this book. How do people get their copy, Patrick?
So if you go to Wyoming-football.com, there's a link under the More section that says A Century of Fridays. And it takes you right to the publisher, and you can order direct from the publisher.
You know, this is something I think anyone that has had anything to do with high school football over the years would be fascinated to read. Whether as a player or a coach, or maybe you've had some kids play. This is a cool project. I think it should be good for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone who's ever played the game, anyone who's ever been a parent, anyone who's ever been an official or a coach, I mean, this is for them. This is why I did it, was because, I mean, I certainly enjoyed my research, but it was in part to show respect for the people who make it happen. And there's a lot of names in this book on purpose, because I think those people deserve that recognition.
What's neat about this is, like you said, it's kind of been a labor of, not even kind of, a labor of love as you put this together, but it's not just the current programs either. This is history, and my dad was a history teacher, and I think it's neat that you have also, you know, done your research, and you've got a lot of programs in this book from start to finish. They're not coming back. They've lived their life, but you chronicled it, and I think that is just really fascinating. And so, you know, I look at teams like Superior and Reliance and some of these places like that that used to be, you know, oh, these we used to play them twice back in the day, and now they're gone, and yet you've chronicled what's happened there. It's really a neat read.
Well, and part of that, too, comes from my family and my family's history, which is my grandpa started the football program in Huntley, which now is part of, I guess you could call it Southeast, right? Southeast Goshen, the first football program south of Torrington for those small schools that really lasted was Huntley, and that was my grandpa. And Huntley's not coming back anytime soon, but Southeast went undefeated and won a state championship this year, which I thought was kind of cool. And I mean, I'd say about 0.00001% of that this year was my grandpa. But it's like all those 0.001% are in this book, and they all add up to where we're at today. And I think that's the important thing is if you want to know why we're where we are today, you got to look back at where we were.
Well, Patrick, it's clear you have a passion for it. I love that you care about the little guys in your projects like this, and you don't just highlight the big schools, but you do all of them. You do littlest to smallest and all the way up to the big. And again, it's Patrick Schmidt and A Century of Fridays, the book available now, and you can find it at wyoming-football.com. Patrick, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.